Have you ever wondered why decision-making can be so complex? In this chapter, we will explore the selection process, unlocking its hidden intricacies. You will learn practical strategies that can be applied in real-world scenarios. Prepare to delve into the nuances of understanding the selection process and its critical impact on outcomes. In this lesson, you will learn to understand the evolution and principles of selection processes. Next, you'll analyze the selection funnel and identify its cost drivers along with HR's role. You'll master the development and application of selection criteria that refine hiring practices. Following this, we will evaluate the technology and tools used in screening and interviewing candidates. You'll also identify common pitfalls and biases, learning how to mitigate them. Finally, we will assess the impact of technology and examine industry-specific onboarding practices. Selection plays a vital role in aligning individual capabilities with the needs of organizations. Historically, this process relied heavily on manual applications, interviews, and tests, which, although informative, demanded extensive time and effort. With a shift towards data-driven, AI-enabled strategies, we now benefit from faster and more accurate evaluations. However, it is essential that we ground these innovations in fairness, transparency, and human oversight. Ultimately, these foundational principles will shape our approach to developing selection criteria and procedures moving forward. One key aspect of the selection process is the selection funnel. It begins after sufficient applications, progressively narrowing from a large pool to the final hire. HR plays a critical guiding role, designing the funnel and screening candidates, while line managers make the final hiring decision. Importantly, the funnel varies by organization and industry, with tailored steps depending on specific contexts. Cost implications are also significant, with the average cost per hire in India estimated at around 25,500 rupees, so efficient decisions are vital. Lastly, quality and fairness principles should govern the process, relying on KSAO-based sequencing to ensure valid and reliable outcomes that fit the organization. As we dive into the fundamentals of selection, let's clarify the role of the selection funnel. HR must define job needs and align the knowledge, skills, abilities, and other characteristics, or KSAOs, with each stage. It's essential to distinguish between essential and desirable qualities while selecting assessment methods that fit each KSAO. In cost-based sequencing, we should verify objective KSAOs early, using interviews and simulations for complex evaluations later on. Selecting assessments with solid job relevance and consistent results is crucial for validity and reliability. Lastly, while assessing organizational fit, we must maintain transparency to minimize bias and ensure fairness in the process. An effective selection process begins with a strong foundation for assessment. Validity ensures that we measure the intended knowledge, skills, abilities, and other characteristics, while also predicting job performance. Reliability provides stability in results, allowing for consistency across different times and assessors. Furthermore, organizational and team fit is essential for alignment with company culture, values, and collaboration norms. Illustrations like Facebook highlight the importance of soft attributes, where they value risk-taking and develop cost-savvy sequencing in their assessments. Ultimately, HR must balance efficiency with fairness, ensuring diverse talent is considered throughout the selection process. Effective criterion development is the backbone of a successful selection plan. First, set the planning lens, let the criteria guide every selection step. Next, derive them from job analysis and specifications to directly connect each criterion with role duties. It's important to separate essential skills from desirable ones, ensuring focus remains on what truly matters. Additionally, balance immediate needs with future growth to ensure adaptability. Finally, preset weights for each criterion before reviewing resumes to apply consistency throughout the selection process. To effectively develop criteria, we begin by understanding KSAOs, deriving key knowledge, skills, abilities, and other characteristics from job analysis. Next, we select evidence sources, mapping each KSAO to various tests, interviews, or work samples. Following that, we design scoring methods by creating rubrics and establishing weights per source while setting cutoffs for evaluations. Lastly, we plan structured interviews to standardize questions and anchors directly tied to the identified KSAOs. This systematic approach ensures a clear connection from objectives to actionable steps in the selection process. When evaluating candidates for a database engineer role, it's essential to distinguish between must-have and value-add criteria. First, technical depth is crucial, encompassing advanced SQL proficiency and experience with relational database management systems. Next, security and compliance knowledge ensures that candidates understand DB security best practices and disaster recovery. As for desirable skills, automation and DevOps familiarity can enhance efficiency with CI/CD pipelines for database changes. Another valuable area is big data and cloud services, where familiarity with managed cloud databases is beneficial. Finally, while a relevant degree is fundamental, vendor certifications can further illustrate a candidate's potential. As we move forward, let's focus on the essential criteria development process. First, set the frame by translating the role's purpose and outcomes into distinct criteria buckets. Next, address present needs by right-sizing expectations concerning experience, skills, and qualifications based on market and role seniority. Then consider future needs that prioritize adaptability and learning agility, enabling growth. It's crucial to calibrate experience versus potential for different role levels, rewarding growth at junior positions while seeking depth at senior levels. Lastly, isolate specialist competencies, identifying the critical must-haves that are essential to success. To establish effective criteria development, it's vital to first set targeted outcomes. Defining what success looks like in your hiring process ensures clarity in expectations. Following that, mapping out the key knowledge, skills, abilities, and other attributes essential for the role is crucial. This initiates a focused assessment framework. Finally, choose valid evidence sources like tests and interviews to evaluate each identified KSAO effectively. This structured approach ensures a thorough evaluation of candidates aligning with your hiring objectives. Understanding how to develop effective criteria continues with designing a scoring system. Create weighted rubrics for each source and clearly define your pass or fail thresholds. Next, locking the interview plan is essential. Structure your questions, sequence, panel roles, and scoring to align with your targets. To ensure fairness and clarity, it's crucial to apply these criteria consistently from screening through the offer stage. This approach builds transparency and trust in the selection process. As we delve deeper into the selection process, we must anchor our application screening to preset criteria. This approach ensures fairness and focus throughout the evaluation process. The workflow starts with collecting applications, followed by a thorough review of resumes to produce a ranked shortlist. To enhance this process, leveraging ATS and AI technology automates passing and matching applicants to job requirements. Following this, a preliminary interview helps validate candidates' understanding of the role, motivation, and compensation alignment. Ultimately, this systematic method leads to faster cycle times, consistent decision-making, and a clear audit trail, promoting transparency and compliance. Understanding the application screening workflow is crucial for effective hiring. It all begins with job application collection, where candidates apply through various channels and systems, auto-log their submissions into the applicant tracking system. Following that, we utilize AI-driven resume parsing to extract essential candidate information like skills and experience. This sets the stage for matching applicants against job requirements, ensuring the right fit based on specific criteria. The final step involves applying weighted rules to generate a shortlist of qualified candidates. With this method, we streamline the selection process to enhance efficiency and fairness. As we move forward in understanding the selection process, we begin with shortlisting candidates. Here, we rank and filter the applicants to create a qualified pool while documenting the rationale for our choices. Next, we focus on red flag detection, uncovering gaps, frequent job changes, and inconsistencies that warrant further review. This attention to detail ensures we don't miss critical insights. Finally, we hand off the shortlisted candidates for human review, where recruiters validate the signals and prepare for the preliminary interview. Each of these steps is essential for a thorough evaluation. Understanding the selection process involves several key components. The Applicant Tracking System, or ATS, centralizes applications and applies essential filters based on keywords and qualifications. Following that, AI-based resume parsers utilize natural language processing to extract relevant skills and titles across various formats, ensuring data consistency. Next, keyword matching algorithms enhance this process by aligning resumes with job specifications, highlighting critical criteria, and identifying gaps. Each of these tools plays a vital role in streamlining candidate evaluation. Understanding the selection process further expands with machine learning ranking models. These models learn from past hiring signals, scoring and prioritizing candidates to identify the best fits while reducing noise. Another key component is chatbots, which streamline communication by gathering basic information, answering frequently asked questions, and scheduling next steps. Additionally, alignment and consistency controls ensure that recruitment criteria are adhered to through rules, thresholds, and audit trails. This combination reinforces a hiring process that balances efficiency with human insight. To enhance our understanding of the selection process, let's delve into preliminary interviews. First, open the call by introducing yourself, confirming the candidate's interest, and ensuring they understand the role. Next, validate the resume by cross-checking job titles, responsibilities, and dates for accuracy. It's essential to assess sample communication to gauge clarity and professionalism. Additionally, probe soft skill fit by asking behavioral questions to understand values and teamwork. Finally, for technical roles, a quick pre-screening task ensures foundational knowledge aligns with the role's requirements. Cost-aware sequencing is vital in our approach. We begin with the sequencing principle, utilizing the lowest cost automation and layering in higher cost tools later with proper human oversight. Next, we integrate AI scheduling chatbots to streamline the process of sending out invites and rescheduling seamlessly. One-way video screenings follow, employing standardized prompts to enable quick and effective triage. We also selectively apply voice and emotion analytics, ensuring they serve as additional insights rather than primary decision makers. Finally, as the candidate pool narrows, we implement live video interviews alongside targeted skills tests for the most relevant evidence of competency. Application screening benefits greatly from a tech-enabled early screening framework. Automation and AI streamline the intake, triage, and outreach processes, making filtering more efficient. This approach leads to a faster time to hire through auto-parsing and quick scheduling. Consistent decision-making improves as standardized criteria minimize bias. Candidates feel more informed due to automated updates and FAQs. Finally, scalable high-volume handling allows teams to manage surges without losing quality. Selection tests revolutionize the hiring process by providing objective, standardized evaluations to judge role suitability. This is especially beneficial in the pre-interview stage, where screening large pools early helps reduce interview load and costs significantly. After interviews, these tests validate finalists when testing is costlier or critical to the role. Moreover, technology plays a vital role, with online platforms ensuring that testing is reliable, accessible, and scalable. Ultimately, quality and fairness are enhanced, improving accuracy, consistency, and the defensibility of hiring decisions. Understanding the selection process is essential for optimizing hiring outcomes. Objective evaluations play a crucial role by providing standardized measures that reduce bias and subjectivity. These assessments are designed to predict job performance by assessing relevant skills, knowledge and behaviors essential for success. They also offer significant cost and time efficiency, as candidates can be filtered early, conserving valuable resources. Moreover, they lead to better hiring decisions through data-backed insights, resulting in higher quality hires. Finally, cultural fit assessments gauge how well candidates align with organizational values and team dynamics, ensuring a harmonious workplace. Selection tests play a crucial role in understanding candidates. Aptitude tests measure general reasoning and problem-solving abilities, ideal for early screening of potential. Cognitive ability assessments focus on memory, attention, and processing speed, making them valuable for roles that require complex thinking. Personality tests evaluate traits and preferences, helping assess cultural fit and behavior styles. Finally, psychometric tests combine aptitude and personality assessments for holistic decisions in leadership roles. Each type offers unique insights essential for informed hiring choices. Selection tests that mirror real work are essential for effective hiring. First, assess applicants using tests that simulate role tasks to predict performance and minimize bias. Next, implement technical skills tests to measure job-specific hard skills, such as coding or Excel tasks. Situational judgment tests evaluate candidates' decision-making in realistic scenarios through case-based multiple-choice questions or role-play exercises. Additionally, use work sample tests to evaluate the quality of outputs from real tasks like writing, design, or coding samples. Finally, incorporate emotional intelligence measures to assess how candidates perceive and manage emotions, ensuring a good fit for the role. In understanding the selection process, let's explore the critical components of effective hiring tests. First, integrity tests are essential for gauging honesty and ethics, particularly in roles that handle cash or require strict compliance. Next, language proficiency tests ensure candidates can communicate effectively, which is vital for customer-facing positions. Tests like IELTS or TOEFL are common choices. Lastly, physical ability tests assess the necessary fitness and stamina for demanding roles, such as those in law enforcement or safety. By leveraging these tests, organizations can make informed hiring decisions that promote a culture of integrity, clarity, and readiness. In selecting effective assessment methods, technology plays a pivotal role. Online assessment platforms like Mercer Metal and SHL offer standardized tests enhanced with proctoring and analytics. AI-powered proctoring tools such as Talview and ProctorU help deter cheating by monitoring participants effectively. Game-based assessments like those from Pymetrics engage candidates while revealing cognitive traits. Lastly, virtual reality simulations provide immersive scenarios, allowing for realistic job performance evaluations with tools like STRIVR. Together, these platforms ensure fairness and integrity in the selection process. Tech-enabled selection tests are transforming the hiring landscape. Technology elevates assessments by automating evaluation, creating a realistic work environment, and allowing scalability across candidates. Chatbot assessments engage candidates through conversational tasks with platforms like Paradox and XOR using automated scoring. Natural language processing analyzes tone, clarity, and comprehension in communication scenarios. Coding platforms such as HackerRank, CodeSignal, and LeetCode facilitate live coding challenges and ensure robust evaluation. As a result, these tools enhance accuracy, objectivity, and scalability in hiring outcomes. Matching tests to role demands is crucial for effective hiring. The first principle is to ensure that assessments align with actual job requirements to forecast performance accurately. For tech companies hiring developers, platforms like HackerRank can evaluate coding skills alongside situational judgment tests that assess problem solving. Customer support roles benefit from tests on language proficiency and emotional intelligence, utilizing tools like Mercer Metal for efficiency. In banking sales roles, combining aptitude, personality, and integrity tests helps identify suitable candidates while leveraging AI for remote monitoring enhances security. Ultimately, these tailored assessments lead to a better fit for roles and promote fair hiring practices. Selection tests present numerous benefits that enhance hiring practices. First, they establish a value framework that aligns candidates to role needs, streamlining the hiring funnel. Improved hiring accuracy results from cognitive and aptitude assessments, predicting better job fit. Standardization and objectivity emerge as uniform criteria reduce bias, allowing for consistent scores. Additionally, time and cost efficiency are realized when early screening eliminates mismatches, enabling quicker decisions. Finally, leveraging automation through online delivery and auto-scoring allows for rapid evaluation at scale. To truly understand the selection process, we must emphasize candidate transparency. Clear communication about what is being tested and why minimizes anxiety, setting a constructive tone. Occasional immediate feedback, even brief, aids candidates' growth by highlighting strengths and areas for improvement. Data-driven decisions ensure that measurable results lead to unbiased evaluations, reinforcing fairness in the selection. Finally, we must identify hidden talent, focusing on aptitude and skill over traditional experiences, allowing us to uncover potential in diverse candidates. Building on our previous discussion, understanding selection tests is vital for successful hiring. First, consider legal and compliance aspects. Validated tests ensure defense against claims and adherence to guidelines. Next, reducing turnover is essential. Real work previews through job samples increase role fit, leading to fewer departures. Lastly, scalability is key. Employing remote online testing facilitates high-volume recruitment across diverse talent pools. Each of these factors plays a crucial role in optimizing the selection process. The interview process is crucial for effective selection. First, interviews serve as a vital complement, bridging assessments with real-world fit and aiding final hiring decisions. Next, they are excellent for assessing communication, allowing us to gauge clarity, listening, and articulation in real time. We also evaluate motivation and attitude, probing for drive and work ethic beyond what resumes can reveal. Additionally, interviews help us evaluate cultural and whole person fit, exploring values and teamwork styles. Lastly, they complement tests by ensuring a balance between technical depth and behavioral evidence for a rounded perspective. As we dive into the selection process, let's explore the essential dimensions that inform our interview strategy. First, effective interpersonal and communication skills are vital, involving clarity, structure, and active listening. Next, ensuring a cultural fit means aligning values and sharing experiences that showcase adaptability to team dynamics. Then, we need to verify qualifications and experience by discussing specific achievements and relevant tools used in past roles. Also, motivation and attitude play a crucial role, as candidates should express genuine interest and resilience. Finally, comparative decision-making entails using standardized notes and metrics to evaluate candidates consistently. Understanding the selection process hinges on a well-structured workflow. Begin with effective preparation by defining the role profile and crafting competency-based questions, ensuring interviewers are well-briefed. Next, focus on scheduling and coordination, confirming timings, and sharing clear instructions with candidates. During the interview, structure your approach with introductions, standardized questions, and dedicated time for candidate inquiries. Afterward, evaluation involves scoring and documenting insights based on observations. Finally, utilize this information for decision-making, comparing scores, and selecting the best fit candidate. Let's dive into the types of interviews and their unique applications. Structured interviews ensure consistency and fairness through identical questions, making them ideal for high-volume or regulated hiring, like in government roles. On the other hand, unstructured interviews allow for open exploration of personality and creativity, perfect for creative industries where originality is key. Behavioral interviews utilize the STAR method to draw evidence from past actions, validating competencies in roles where performance matters. Situational interviews assess hypothetical decision-making, particularly effective in customer-facing or leadership scenarios. Lastly, panel interviews provide a multi-perspective evaluation, efficient for high-level or cross-functional roles. Understanding the selection process highlights different interview types. A group interview can showcase teamwork, leadership, and collaboration skills. Telephonic interviews focus on verbal clarity, motivation, and if the candidate is a quick fit for the role. Video interviews evaluate professional presence and remote communication effectiveness. Technical interviews dive into job-specific knowledge and problem-solving abilities. Lastly, stress interviews test composure under pressure and resilience in challenging situations. As we delve deeper into selecting candidates, we encounter essential tools transforming the interview process. First, video interview platforms facilitate synchronous and asynchronous conversations, with popular examples being Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and HireVue. Next, AI-based interview tools analyze crucial factors like speech, tone, and facial cues, enhancing consistency as seen in HireVue, AI, and Modern Hire. Applicant tracking systems streamline the process by scheduling interviews and consolidating feedback with solutions like Greenhouse, Lever, and Workday. Together, these technologies capture data, derive insights, and centralize candidate evaluations, creating a seamless selection experience. Understanding the role of these tools is essential for improving our hiring process. First, online scheduling tools streamline coordination by automating time slotting and handling time zones. Next, digital interview scorecards ensure structured criteria and comparable feedback for every candidate. Additionally, VR and AR simulations offer immersive scenarios for a realistic assessment of skills in action. Ultimately, these innovations lead to shorter interview times and lower risks of bias, enhancing overall performance predictions. As we delve into technical interviews, let's explore their fundamental aspects. The main purpose is to evaluate job-specific knowledge and problem-solving skills essential for the role. Focus areas include coding, system design, and domain-specific expertise like engineering or accounting. Common formats might involve coding tasks, interpreting data, or explaining past projects. Examples of prompts could be reversing a string in Python or designing a scalable database. Ultimately, interviewers look for correctness, clarity, and the practical application of solutions in context. Behavioral interviews serve a crucial purpose in assessing past job behaviors to predict performance and cultural fit. They help surface soft skills that often go unnoticed on a resume. Key focus areas include communication, teamwork, leadership, conflict resolution, and time management. The STAR method structures responses by prompting candidates to share the situation, task, action, and result from their experiences. Common formats involve experience-based scenarios and self-reflection tied to core competencies. For example, prompts like, "Tell me about a time you faced a conflict, how did you handle it?" are invaluable. Understanding the differences between technical and behavioral interviews is crucial for successful hiring. The goal of a technical interview is to assess technical proficiency, while a behavioral interview focuses on interpersonal and soft skills. Technical interviews are based on knowledge and skill demonstration, whereas behavioral interviews rely on past behavior and situational responses. Technical interviews are typically used for specific expertise roles, while behavioral interviews apply to all roles, especially those that are people-facing or managerial. Finally, technical interviews show a candidate's ability to perform tasks, while behavioral interviews reveal how candidates behave in workplace settings. Understanding the selection process is vital for creating a fair hiring system. Let's start with our core objectives. We aim for fairness, consistency, and defensible decisions. To achieve this, it's essential to build bias awareness, recognize unconscious patterns, and learn to apply mitigation cues. Next, Structured interviewing should be implemented using standardized questions and consistent probes throughout the process. Additionally, using deliberate practice through mock interviews, shadowing, and targeted feedback helps refine these skills. Lastly, maintain evidence discipline by taking objective notes aligned with job criteria to support reliable decision making. Now that we've established the importance of fair hiring practices, let's dive into some common biases interviewers may encounter. Confirmation bias leads interviewers to focus on information that confirms their initial impressions, often overlooking conflicting evidence. Anchoring occurs when the first impression or piece of data heavily influences how subsequent answers are evaluated. Next, stereotyping can result in misjudging a candidate's capabilities based on group identity rather than their qualifications. The halo effect inflates overall ratings when a candidate has one strong positive trait, while the horn effect does the opposite, allowing a single negative early impression to negatively color the entire evaluation. Recognizing these biases is essential for improving the interview process. Understanding the various interview formats can greatly enhance your hiring process. Structured interviews utilize fixed, job analysis-based questions to ensure consistency. This method relies on predefined rubrics for scoring, achieving high reliability, but offering moderate inside depth. In contrast, semi-structured interviews combine core questions with targeted probes, allowing for richer insights while maintaining some standardization. Unstructured interviews promote a free-flowing conversation, providing very high insight depth, but resulting in low consistency and subjective scoring. Each format has its unique strengths and is suited for different hiring objectives. As we delve into the interview formats, let's explore how logistics and purpose shape the hiring process. Traditional one-on-one interviews foster deep, role-specific discussions, making them ideal for final rounds. For initial screening, telephone or video interviews are efficient, enabling quick assessments across geographically diverse candidates. When collaborative input is necessary, panel interviews bring multiple perspectives to high-stakes roles. Group interviews provide a valuable platform to observe teamwork and communication dynamics among candidates. Finally, informal engagements like meals or tours help assess cultural fit and social behaviors in a relaxed environment. Understanding how to structure interviews is essential for effective hiring. Start by setting the frame and reducing bias, outline your agenda, time box sections, and ask the same core questions to every candidate. Next, ease into the conversation with icebreakers to build rapport, such as asking what drew them to the role. Then move to situational questions that assess judgment by posing realistic scenarios. Follow this with behavioral prompts like, "Tell me about a time you," to gather evidence of past performance. Finally, close the interview by summarizing, inviting questions, and collaboratively rating candidate responses. Let's delve into the critical practices that enhance the selection process. First, prep a rating rubric by defining clear criteria and establishing 1 to 5 scale anchors before the interviews. Next, during the interview, make sure to ask structured questions, probing deeper while capturing verbatim examples and facts. After that, score each response objectively, assigning numbers based on evidence to avoid halo and confirmation effects. Respecting the candidate experience is essential. Be punctual, transparent about the next steps, and maintain courtesy throughout the process. Finally, debrief with your team to compare notes, challenge any assumptions, and align on final ratings for a fair evaluation. Understanding the importance of physical examinations in the selection process is key. Their purpose is to verify that candidates are fit for safety-critical or regulated roles. This evaluation becomes essential when high physical demands, machinery operation, or public safety are involved. It typically includes a health history form, vital signs check, and relevant mobility or strength tests. By doing this, we reduce workplace risks and adhere to health regulations. Importantly, these exams are performed with candidate consent and confidentiality, ensuring that all data remains private. As we delve into the realm of background checks, it's important to recognize their core purpose, validating the accuracy of an individual's personal, educational, professional, and legal records. Understanding their scope reveals that these checks frequently encompass identity verification, education, and employment history, and can extend into financial or criminal backgrounds when permitted. In regulated contexts such as finance, healthcare, and education, these checks become essential to meet compliance mandates. However, we must also consider reliability limits, including outdated records and the possibility of identity mismatches that can occur across regions. To maintain integrity in this process, it is advisable to utilize professional providers, secure consent, and handle any discrepancies fairly and transparently. Understanding reference checks is essential for effective candidate evaluation. The first step is to define the purpose, which focuses on qualitatively validating aspects like performance, work ethic, and behaviors. Next, selecting referees is crucial. Choose prior supervisors, peers, and direct reports to ensure a balanced perspective. Aim for 2 to 3 referees for comprehensive insights. Finally, gaining consent is necessary. Always secure the candidate's approval and prepare questions that align with specific job criteria for effective assessment. As we delve deeper into the selection process, let's focus on some critical aspects of reference checks. First, consider asking about core areas such as the candidate's relationships, strengths, weaknesses, challenges faced, team dynamics, and the rehire decision. It's essential to mitigate bias by using structured job-related questions and diversifying your referees while verifying specifics. Documenting and triangulating the information is also key. Record verbatim notes and compare themes across references before reaching a conclusion. This thorough approach ensures a more balanced and informed evaluation of candidates. Understanding the journey from selection to employment is crucial. The transition to formal employment occurs when an offer is made, establishing certain expectations between the candidate and employer. Before finalizing, candidates must complete necessary clearance checks, including background and physical exams. The employment offer should specify role, compensation, start date, location, and benefits clearly. Following this, candidates can review and negotiate terms before confirming their acceptance in writing. Finally, the employment contract solidifies this agreement, covering legal obligations, confidentiality, and the commencement date. As we delve into the employment offer details, let's first clarify the role, location, start date, and employment type. Next, the compensation structure is vital. State the annual gross figure, payment frequency, and any variable pay notes included. Following that, we turn our attention to the benefits summary, highlighting key offerings such as health insurance, provident fund, and paid leave. It's crucial to communicate these aspects clearly to set expectations. Ultimately, a well-structured offer helps ensure a smooth onboarding process. Understanding probation terms is essential for new hires. Clearly state the duration, such as 6 months, and outline how decisions about confirmation will be made. Next, address pre-employment contingencies, including necessary background and reference checks, as well as any required physical exams related to the role. Lastly, ensure to include signature blocks in the offer, along with details on the return method, deadline, and a list of documents needed for the process. This structure guarantees clarity and facilitates a smooth transition for candidates into their new positions. As we delve into the employment contract, let's begin by examining the position and duties. Here, it's crucial to define the job title, reporting lines, and key performance indicators, while also noting that other duties as assigned may apply. Moving on to the term of employment, we need to state the start date and clarify whether the role is permanent or fixed term, including renewal rules. In discussing working hours, we will specify the weekly hours, expected schedule, and details on breaks and overtime policies. The next focus is on compensation, where it's important to detail the base pay, pay cycle, and any criteria for variable compensation. Finally, as we cover benefits, we will list health coverage, leave entitlements, and retirement plans along with eligibility dates. To better understand employment contracts, we now turn to essential elements like probation. Setting a clear duration and performance criteria helps define expectations. Following this, confidentiality ensures the protection of sensitive information and outlines how it should be handled. We then consider termination, which specifies notice periods and grounds for ending the contract. The next aspect covers non-compete and non-solicit clauses, detailing the scope and duration of restrictions on activities. Lastly, governing law and jurisdiction specify the legal framework and dispute resolution processes to be followed. To enhance our understanding of the selection process, let's dive into the application completion rate. This metric reflects the percentage of individuals who complete their application, calculated by dividing completed applications by those started and multiplying by 100. Then we need to consider the time to fill, which tracks the days from when a position is opened to when an offer is accepted. This is found by dividing the total days taken to hire by the number of positions filled. If we notice low completion rates, it's essential to diagnose usability issues, such as complex forms or lack of mobile optimization. Lastly, evaluating time to fill can help diagnose cycle speed by identifying bottlenecks in hiring processes. Understanding early attrition provides critical insights into potential misalignments in the hiring process. This is indicated by the percentage of employees leaving within their first 90 days or year. Equally important, candidate experience metrics measure satisfaction at each stage of the hiring journey. We can collect this data through post-interview surveys and structured feedback forms. Additionally, analyzing communication can reveal sentiment insights, highlighting key pain points. Recognizing these aspects is vital for improving both onboarding and overall recruitment effectiveness. Measuring selection effectiveness is crucial in recruitment. First, the funnel effectiveness, or yield ratio, helps us understand the percentage of candidates moving to the next stage in the hiring process. Next, stage comparison enables us to track the ratios from application to offer, revealing where candidates drop off. Additionally, bottleneck diagnosis identifies any steep drops, prompting a review of our criteria and flow. Finally, ensuring the quality of hire through first-year performance reviews helps us judge the value of our selections effectively. Understanding how we measure selection effectiveness leads us to two critical metrics: candidate net promoter score and first-year churn. Candidate NPS captures how likely candidates are to recommend the organization based on their recruitment experience. To compute candidate NPS, subtract the percentage of detractors from the percentage of promoters based on candidate ratings. First-year churn tracks the share of new hires who leave the organization within 12 months. You can compute the churn rate by dividing new hire leavers by total new hires and multiplying by 100. Together, these metrics reflect both candidate experience and early retention, providing valuable insights into the quality and stability of the hiring process. To navigate the selection process successfully, we must recognize common pitfalls. First, poorly defined job roles lead to vague expectations and mismatched hires, resulting in higher early attrition and prolonged time to fill positions. Next, over-reliance on resumes can cause us to miss critical soft skills and real competencies, which negatively impacts the quality of hire and candidate experience. Moreover, a flawed interview process characterized by unstructured and inconsistent ratings increases funnel noise and lowers the candidate net promoter score. By identifying these pitfalls, we can better inform our hiring strategies moving forward. As we address these challenges, we will enhance outcomes across the entire recruitment process. As we delve deeper into the selection process, let's examine the common interview pitfalls and biases that can skew our assessments. First, unstructured interviewing often leads to inconsistent questions and scoring, amplifying bias and weakening predictive validity. Next, the halo effect occurs when one strong trait inflates the overall rating, masking critical gaps in a candidate's profile. Similarly, the Horn effect depresses total evaluations by focusing on one negative cue, overshadowing strengths that could be beneficial. Confirmation bias further complicates matters, as it drives interviewers to seek information that supports their first impressions, ignoring any disconfirming evidence. Finally, similarity bias or affinity leads interviewers to favor candidates who resemble themselves, ultimately diminishing fairness and diversity. Understanding these biases is essential in refining our hiring strategies and promoting a more equitable selection process. In today's discussion, we'll explore how cultural fit, communication, and speed impact our hiring processes. First, understanding why this matters is crucial. Pitfalls in these areas can shrink diversity, damage our brand, and lower acceptance rates. Next, misjudging cultural fit often stems from the like-me bias, leading to homogeneous teams. We must assess values and behaviors rather than mere similarity. Weak communication can erode trust, so it's essential to establish service-level agreements for updates and timely feedback. Lengthy or slow hiring processes cause top talent to withdraw for faster offers, making it vital to streamline our stages. Finally, we need process discipline by standardizing interviews, documenting criteria, tracking metrics, and enforcing timelines. As we dive into common pitfalls in the selection process, let's consider the critical issue of neglecting diversity and inclusion. This can lead to a narrow talent pool, higher biases, and diminished innovation. Next, skipping references and background checks risks overlooking warning signs that can affect safety and compliance. Additionally, relying on gut feelings rather than objective data compromises the quality of decision-making. By avoiding these pitfalls, we can improve our hiring practices and outcomes significantly. Improving the selection process begins with collaborating to clarify the role and ensure alignment on its purpose, outcomes, and scope. Once established, translating needs into clear criteria identifies essential and desirable knowledge, skills, abilities, and other characteristics, or KSAOs. Next, publishing a precise job description defines responsibilities, requirements, and success metrics, providing clarity for candidates. Standardizing the hiring stages establishes consistent processes for screening, testing, interviewing, and checking references. Finally, using structured tools ensures fairness, incorporating rubrics, consistent questions, and panel calibration to minimize bias. As we move deeper into our hiring strategy, understanding selection processes becomes essential. First, enabling an applicant tracking system and recruitment analytics allows us to collect valuable data, helping to identify drop-offs and quality signals effectively. Next, deploying validated assessments with cognitive and job-relevant skill tests adds objective evidence to our evaluations. To maintain fairness, standardizing interviews ensures that all candidates face the same competency and behavioral questions. Additionally, applying scoring rubrics helps curb bias by rating answers using predefined anchors for consistency. Finally, calibrating decisions with data requires aggregating scores, reviewing variances, and documenting rationale before making offers. Improving selection processes begins with defining evidence-based fit signals. This means clarifying the values, behaviors, and team norms essential for the role. Next, employ structured job-related assessments featuring behavioral and situational questions, steering clear of vague notions of fit. Standardizing ratings with anchored scales helps reduce bias in evaluations. Equipping interviewers and managers with training on structure and inclusion is crucial. Lastly, continuous improvement is key. Review outcomes to refine your tools and methods based on feedback. To improve the selection process, let's begin by mapping the candidate journey. By documenting all touchpoints from application to offer, we can effectively remove any friction along the way. Next, it's essential to set clear experience standards, which involve defining service-level agreements for response times and ensuring fairness. We should also instrument key metrics to monitor critical data like time to fill and candidate satisfaction. Creating a review cadence with weekly dashboards allows us to identify inefficiencies more promptly. Finally, iterating and communicating with candidates about any adjustments lets us foster trust and enhance their experience. As we delve into the role of line managers in recruitment and selection, it begins with identifying staffing needs. Managers must closely monitor workload, attrition, and upcoming projects to initiate requisitions effectively. Next, defining job requirements is crucial, as it involves drafting and refining job descriptions aligned with key skills and attributes. Collaboration with HR is essential. This co-planning aligns recruitment channels, timelines, and assessments. Participation in shortlisting follows, where managers screen CVs against established criteria, ensuring a fair and evidence-based process. Finally, conducting interviews necessitates crafting role-specific questions and ensuring structured, equitable interactions with candidates. Understanding the selection process lays the groundwork for effective recruitment. First, confirm the role criteria and set performance weights for essential requirements. Next, consolidate all evidence, pulling together scorecards, tests, and notes with HR. A structured debrief will help calibrate panel ratings and ensure consistent criteria usage. Finally, evaluate each candidate's performance potential by prioritizing evidence of results and team needs. Now let's delve into the essential steps for selecting the right candidates. First, assess team integration and culture by testing collaboration styles and ensuring alignment of values. Next, checking references and compliance is crucial. Collaborate with HR for thorough background checks. After that, it's time to decide and document your hire or no hire call, capturing the rationale for future reference. Finally, communicate with candidates promptly, providing feedback and moving to offer discussions with HR. These steps ensure a smooth and transparent selection process. In today's digital landscape, framing the recruitment journey is crucial. Digital tools now play a vital role, from identifying staffing needs to decision-making, with HR and line managers co-owning outcomes. The next step involves defining and planning roles. Here, line managers clarify their needs, while technology structures the requirements and aligns stakeholders. We then move to sourcing and attracting candidates, where automation and natural language processing widen reach, allowing managers to fine-tune messaging and target specific profiles. The screening and assessment phase employs AI and machine learning to accelerate matching, with managers reviewing shortlists and evidence. Finally, virtual tools enhance interview and decision-making processes as managers lead evaluations and finalize hiring decisions. Understanding the selection process involves several innovative tools. First, AI-driven sourcing utilizes advanced algorithms to identify candidates from vast databases efficiently. Next, automated screening rapidly processes resumes, learning from prior hires to enhance candidate ranking. Semantic matching employs natural language processing to ensure alignment beyond mere keywords. Then, AI-enabled video analysis evaluates behavioral cues for better fit. Finally, chatbots streamline engagement and scheduling, making the process more accessible around the clock. Technology-driven recruitment profoundly accelerates the selection process. For instance, by automating tasks like screening and scheduling, we significantly improve speed to hire. Additionally, using applicant tracking systems and virtual tools enhances cost efficiency, lowering the overall expenses involved. Another key aspect is bias reduction, where AI-assisted evaluations focus on candidate skills rather than demographic factors. Improving candidate experience is vital, with chatbots providing round-the-clock support and quick feedback. Finally, leveraging analytics allows for predictive quality of hire, forecasting candidates' performance and fit effectively. Leveraging technology in recruitment and selection is transformative. For example, Unilever utilized AI for screening and digital interviews, resulting in a remarkable 90% reduction in time to hire, while enhancing diversity and ensuring consistent evaluations. Hilton implemented chatbots to facilitate Q&A and scheduling, which led to a 40% increase in candidate satisfaction and significantly eased the workload for recruiters. IBM's Watson Recruitment analyzes historical data to identify potential algorithmic biases, fostering a fairer hiring process. Lastly, L'Oreal incorporated gamified cognitive assessments alongside AI interviews, creating an engaging experience that attracts a broader, more diverse talent pool. These cases illustrate the powerful impact of technology in streamlining processes and enhancing candidate experiences in recruitment. Leveraging technology in recruitment and selection introduces complex ethical considerations. First, we must map the risk landscape and apply stringent risk-based controls, ensuring we monitor and review regularly. Algorithmic bias is a key concern. Therefore, using diverse data and conducting periodic audits can help maintain fairness. Privacy is paramount, so obtaining explicit candidate consent and following GDPR guidelines is essential. Additionally, to enhance transparency, we should prefer explainable models and provide candidates with clear feedback on outcomes. Lastly, avoid over-reliance on automation by adopting a hybrid model that incorporates human judgment in decision-making. Gamified assessments truly revolutionize recruitment processes. Firstly, gamification works because it creates high engagement and captures detailed micro-decisions. For example, Unilever utilizes Pymetrics to screen candidates with neuroscience-based mini-games that develop trait profiles aligned with specific job needs. Similarly, Deloitte introduces Pixel, using gamified challenges for job applicants, revealing skills beyond traditional CVs. PwC Hungary's Multipoly immerses candidates in a virtual business environment, showcasing their decision-making and teamwork styles. Lastly, it's vital to implement ethical guardrails to ensure fairness and transparency throughout the assessment process. Variations in recruitment and selection practices reveal significant insights into industry-specific needs. Contextually, differences arise from work nature, skills required, regulation, talent supply, and technology maturity. When you consider skills and role complexity, some positions demand deep technical assessments, while others prioritize frontline service evaluations. Compliance and risk profiles vary greatly. Safety protocols in manufacturing differ from licensure needs in healthcare. Talent dynamics shift recruitment strategies, with scarce roles relying on targeted sourcing. Finally, technology influences these variations, raising ethical considerations around AI, bias, and the need for transparency in recruitment. Understanding the recruitment process is essential. First, a skill-first, project-driven approach emphasizes coding proficiency and real project work over degrees. Next, global and remote models enable distributed hiring via online tests and virtual interviews. A strong focus on security ensures candidates are assessed on secure coding and cybersecurity awareness. Recruitment channels like HackerRank, employee referrals, and LinkedIn outreach broaden the candidate pool. An example of this is Infosys InfyTQ program, which uses online coding challenges and technical MCQs for evaluating and training potential hires. Understanding the recruitment and selection process in manufacturing is crucial. Key features focus on operational skills, compliance with safety regulations, prior shop floor experience, and necessary physical fitness. Recruitment channels leverage local employment exchanges, ITIs, and polytechnics, ensuring strong community outreach. Assessment methods include written tests, structured interviews, hands-on skill demonstrations, and physical ability checks. An example of this is Tata Steel, which utilizes structured apprenticeships with multi-stage evaluations, confirming suitability for operational roles. This systematic approach ensures a skilled workforce ready for the demands of the industry. To fully grasp the healthcare recruitment landscape, we begin with regulatory and credential checks, which are essential for ensuring qualifications. Next, we recognize that empathy, communication, and ethics must align with clinical skills to foster successful patient interactions. The selection process often involves multi-layered cycles, featuring multiple interviews and peer panels. Various recruitment channels are leveraged, including medical colleges and specialized job boards, to attract top talent. A prime example is Apollo Hospitals, which streamlines hiring through centralized processes and innovative assessments. To navigate the complexities of recruitment in the BFSI sector, understanding key features is vital. A strong focus on compliance, integrity, and analytical abilities is crucial for selecting the right candidates. Standardized assessments evaluate aptitude, numerical skills, and logical reasoning, ensuring candidates meet the sector's demands. Additionally, mandatory verifications, including background and financial credit checks, safeguard organizational integrity. Recruitment channels vary, with public banks using tiered entrance tests and private banks leveraging job portals. For instance, HDFC's Future Bankers program exemplifies a streamlined process, guiding candidates from online applications to interviews and structured training. Understanding the selection process in retail is essential for optimizing workforce effectiveness. Key features include high-volume entry roles with a strong focus on customer service and grooming, tackling high turnover with fast hiring cycles. Effective recruitment channels involve walk-in interviews, bulk drives, and job fairs, complemented by instant digital registration and mobile scheduling. A prime example is Reliance Retail, which hosts citywide mass hiring events that allow for on-the-spot screening and quick offer decisions. This streamlined approach ensures efficiency, making retail recruitment both effective and responsive to market demands. The recruitment and selection process in logistics is crucial for success. The landscape involves high-volume hiring across various roles that span multiple locations. Key features include the need for dispersed sourcing, shift flexibility, and essential traits like physical stamina and dependability. Rapid ramp-up is achieved through partnerships with local staffing agencies and contract employment firms. Digital assessments streamline the selection process by quickly assessing stamina and reliability. An illustrative example is DHL Supply Chain India, where candidates undergo mobile assessments and receive training in essential skills. To successfully recruit and select candidates, let's explore how different industries approach these processes. In information technology, the focus is on technical proficiency and innovation, utilizing virtual hiring methods and assessments like coding tests and hackathons. Manufacturing emphasizes practical skills and safety compliance, with localized hiring using skill tests and physical trials. Healthcare prioritizes verified credentials and soft skills through credential-focused approaches, clinical interviews, and simulations. In the BFSI sector, integrity and compliance are key, employing formal, multi-stage processes that include aptitude tests and background checks. Retail seeks strong customer-facing skills and speed, often leveraging high-volume methods like walk-in interviews and video screenings. Finally, supply chain and logistics value physical endurance and availability, with task-based recruitment supported by mobile apps and contractor vetting. Understanding the employee onboarding process is crucial for fostering long-term success. First, it serves as a strategic bridge post-offer, connecting the hiring decision to the new hire's reality on day one. This transition accelerates productivity, enabling employees to ramp up quickly to role effectiveness. Additionally, it aligns culture by embedding the company's values and expected behaviors from the get-go. A well-structured onboarding process reduces turnover, lowering early attrition and regrets among new hires. Ultimately, it strengthens the employer brand, creating consistent and positive experiences that attract future talent. Employee onboarding plays a pivotal role in shaping employee experiences. The purpose framework anchors onboarding to four key outcomes: familiarization, engagement, productivity, and retention. First, familiarization helps new hires understand the structure, culture, policies, and expectations of their roles. Next, engagement builds a sense of belonging and emotional connection from day one. Then, productivity focuses on shortening the time to contribution with a clear role ramp up. Finally, retention aims to reduce early attrition through trust, support, and clarity in the onboarding process. As we explore the pre-onboarding phase, let's begin with welcome communication. A personalized email or welcome kit is essential to share first-day logistics, agenda, and introduce the team. Moving on to digital documentation, ensure that contracts, tax, and benefits forms are sent via e-signature, complete with clear deadlines. Next, for IT and workspace setup, prepare the laptop, accounts, ID access, and verify all logins are working smoothly. Finally, assign a buddy to the new hire, providing an introduction and scheduling check-ins for the first week. This thoughtful approach sets the stage for a successful onboarding experience. To kick off your first week, let's outline the orientation week plan. We'll start with a company overview, diving into our history, mission, vision, values, and strategic goals, followed by a Q&A session. Next, we will have HR briefings covering essential topics like leave policies, the code of conduct, health and safety guidelines, payroll, and benefits. On day 2, get ready for the facility tour, where you will explore workspaces, meeting rooms, the cafeteria, IT/help desk, and emergency points. Lastly, team introductions will allow you to meet your manager, teammates, and key cross-functional partners, setting up crucial touch points for your journey ahead. As we transition into the onboarding timeline, let's break it down into 3 phases. In the first 30 days, it's essential to learn and align with role basics, set initial KPIs, and observe how the team thrives through its cultural rituals. Moving into days 31 to 60, your focus should shift to applying what you've learned and contributing significantly, including delivering on your first milestones. By the time you reach days 61 to 90, it's all about owning your role, optimizing your performance, and leading cultural engagement efforts. A formal review at the end of this period will solidify your development plan, paving the way for ongoing success. Launching your development plan is crucial in the initial 3 months. Here, we define your career pathway and provide essential learning resources to help you succeed. Engaging early with employee resource groups and pairing up with a buddy can enhance your sense of belonging. A formal review at 3 months will help calibrate your goals and adjust learning tasks. Over the next few months, you'll take on more responsibilities and showcase your progress. Finally, your 6 and 12-month reviews will ensure that your development plan aligns with your future goals. Understanding the selection process requires a clear structure, timeline, and checklist to manage tasks and milestones effectively. Manager involvement is crucial, as it ensures goals are set early and expectations are well-defined. Cultural integration allows new hires to adapt to norms and communication styles, fostering team dynamics. Furthermore, leveraging technology enables a smooth onboarding experience through portals and self-service options. Lastly, implementing feedback loops with regular check-ins helps refine and enhance the process continuously. As we transition to onboarding best practices, starting early sets the tone for success. It's crucial to send welcome notes, pre-boarding checklists, portal access, and introductions to buddies as soon as an offer is accepted. Customizing the experience is vital, tailoring agendas, checklists, and learning paths according to roles and departments. Engaging peers and executives enhances the process. Assigning a buddy and scheduling team coffees increase connection and support. Gamifying learning through interactive modules and quizzes reinforces key policies and values, making it enjoyable. Finally, measuring success through tracking time to productivity and new hire satisfaction helps refine the onboarding journey continuously. Understanding the challenges in employee onboarding is crucial for long-term success. One key aspect is to design a response that paces learning, engages managers regularly, personalizes paths, and strengthens the virtual experience. Information overload often hampers new hires. Therefore, it is essential to stagger essentials and provide content in manageable doses. Additionally, manager apathy can undermine the process, so setting clear expectations, checkpoints, and ownership is vital. A lack of personalization leads to disengagement. Creating role and persona-based journeys addresses this issue. Lastly, Remote onboarding needs inclusive and interactive tech-enabled touchpoints to bridge gaps and foster connections. Onboarding is a crucial driver of organizational success. A quality onboarding framework promotes positive outcomes like employee engagement and retention. When new hires feel supported early on, their commitment and discretionary effort significantly increase. A strong start also enhances team dynamics, enabling faster integration and improved collaboration. Furthermore, positive experiences contribute to robust employer branding, attracting top talent. Lastly, when employees feel aligned with their roles, turnover rates drop, benefiting the organization's bottom line. Onboarding portals play a vital role in streamlining the induction process. First, they serve as a centralized hub where new hires can access essential forms, policies, and materials from platforms like Bamboo HR or Workday. Next, digitized forms and e-signatures allow for hassle-free signing of documents like offer letters through tools such as DocuSign. This leads to time savings and increased efficiency, as new hires can complete necessary tasks before their first day. Legal compliance is also a priority, with e-signatures ensuring that all documentation meets required standards. Lastly, secure document storage features guarantee that all signed documents are safely stored and easily retrievable when needed. Let's explore how integrating an LMS with an HRIS can transform onboarding. First, these tools provide consistent training alongside seamless administrative processes. The LMS standardizes delivery through structured modules on platforms like Moodle, Cornerstone, and Talent LMS. It also tracks progress, quizzes, and certificates to ensure compliance. Meanwhile, the HRIS enables self-service options, allowing new hires to update their profiles and apply for leave easily. Finally, with systems like Gusto, employees can conveniently access payroll, enrollment, and benefits information. Technology plays a vital role in onboarding. Virtual orientation platforms like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Slack facilitate welcoming sessions, team introductions, and interactive Q&As. These communication tools are especially beneficial for remote and hybrid hires, enhancing real-time engagement and enabling session recordings. Task automation tools such as Trello, Asana, and Monday.com help manage onboarding processes efficiently by creating boards and assigning tasks. With these automation benefits, teams gain clear deadlines and automated reminders, resulting in better coordination across departments. Ultimately, coordinated execution with transparent status tracking ensures timely completion of each onboarding step. Technology is reshaping the onboarding experience. Chatbots and AI assistants, like Tala and Lena AI, provide immediate support for FAQs and policy navigation. The benefits are clear. They offer 24/7 accessibility, faster responses, and maintain consistent support. Gamification tools, such as Kahoot and quizzes, promote learning through engaging quizzes and milestones. These interactive elements lead to higher engagement and motivation through rewards like badges and certificates. Together, these technologies create a smoother onboarding process, enhancing the first week experience for new hires. Tech-enabled onboarding processes are essential for enhancing the experience of new hires. Implementing pulse surveys at key milestones such as Day 3, Day 30, and Day 90 allows organizations to capture valuable feedback through platforms like SurveyMonkey or CultureAmp. Additionally, automated account creation and access through tools like Okta ensures that new staff have necessary permissions and security features from day one. Furthermore, pre-configuring devices and applications, including email and VPN, streamlines access even before the start date. This approach enables closed-loop improvements by incorporating survey insights into onboarding content and processes. Ultimately, these strategies lead to increased engagement, faster ramp-up times, and reduced early attrition rates. Let's delve into the hiring costs in India, a complex but vital area. The average cost per hire stands at ₹25,500, serving as a baseline for various roles and sources. Recruiter salaries can be quite telling, with HR recruiters earning around 228,576 rupees annually, and HR managers with experience making about 724,927 rupees. When it comes to job advertisements, LinkedIn advertising costs about $1.20 to $1.50 per click, while Monster offers fixed 60-day listings at $375. Payroll taxes for employers are significant too, amounting to 20.33% of payroll, which impacts overall budgeting. Finally, effective onboarding and training are crucial to reduce turnover and optimize ramp-up time. Now we move on to the tasks to be performed. In the first activity, the learners have to conduct a focused investigation of two reputed healthcare organizations to see how they recruit and select employees. Start by picking your two organizations, then capture where and how they source candidates, job portals, campus programs, referrals, or other channels. Map the selection stages end-to-end, screening, assessments, interviews, and background checks, ensuring you note sequence, tools, and decision points. Identify any use of technology or AI, such as ATS, resume parsing, or video interview analytics, and note its purpose and candidate impact. Next, build a comparative matrix that lists similarities and differences. Finally, write a 400-word critical analysis weighing process efficiency, fairness, transparency, and candidate experience to argue which organization appears more effective and why. Prioritize clarity, specific evidence from your research, and a balanced evaluation of best practices. Moving on to the next activity, the learner has to select one role, such as a registered nurse or lab technician, and outline a full funnel from job analysis to onboarding. Keep each stage specific and measurable. Define criteria, tests, interview panels, and final decision gates. Then present it as a clear flowchart with a concise 250 to 300 word rationale. In the next activity, the learners have to begin by choosing two methods familiar from earlier context, such as structured interviews and psychometric tests. Locate 2 to 3 credible studies or industry reports for each, focusing on validity, reliability, and outcomes. Then, extract concrete findings. Next is to compare strengths and limits. Thereafter, discuss predictive validity explicitly in relation to job performance, tying it to high-stakes healthcare contexts, where accuracy, safety, and teamwork are critical. And at the end, close with a clear role-based recommendation on when each method fits best and why, grounded in the evidence you reviewed. To summarize our discussion on understanding the selection process, we've highlighted a comprehensive selection process that encompasses criteria development, application screening, selection tests, interviews, and onboarding. Next, we explored the role of technology, noting how AI and digital tools enhance efficiency and improve objectivity in candidate selection. Additionally, we examined best practices and pitfalls, emphasizing their importance in hiring accuracy and candidate experience. We also discussed measuring effectiveness through key metrics and indicators to optimize the selection process. Lastly, it's crucial to recognize that industry variations necessitate tailored approaches across different sectors. You can now use this information to refine your hiring strategies effectively.